I need to learn to ask questions as a parent. It is so important. It is so, so important to pause and ask questions without judgment. Using art forms is to build the child's self-esteem, build the child's image of himself. Automatically self-motivation aa jati hai. Movement is a form of art.
True.
So when we give each other Munna Bhai ka jadu ki jappi, samjho.
Yeah.
Isn't that a form of art? Isn't that connection? Isn't that therapy? Isn't that all that's required?
Hello and welcome to Imperia Connects. I'm your host Madhvi, and today's episode is about how arts-based therapy can help parents connect with the children in deeper and more meaningful ways. Our guest today is Karen Claire Dilemma, life coach, author, TED speaker, and art-based therapy practitioner with over 25 years of experience in education and emotional well-being. So let's welcome our guest today, Karen. Hello, Karen. Welcome to Imperia Connects.
Thank you so much for having me here, Madhvi. It's been a pleasure to be on a platform where I can share what I really love.
So to begin with, I would like to know more about your journey. It's quite inspiring, from education to coaching and now having arts-based therapy for parenting. How this whole process has evolved you as a person?
Well, I've been very passionate about teaching, Madhvi. And I've always wanted to make a difference with children because I believe they are the next generation. So I started with teaching, but I realized that I don't have the skill sets. I am doing what I'm doing from intuition. तो एक बार आ जाती है कि मुझे बैठ के पढ़ाई करना है. So I started studying again. And I studied to be a parent coach because मुझे लगा वहीं पर, you know, makes most difference. अगर parents ठीक हैं तो बच्चा ठीक रहेगा. And then I realized कि फिर भी मुझे और कुछ करना है, to give them tools, to empower the parents and children with tools, with actual effective strategies. So from there, I learned arts-based therapy, and that's what I do now.
Daily basis, you might be meeting many parents, but they are not aware of arts-based therapy. How do you make them aware of it, and how do you tell them the importance of arts-based therapy?
Well, first is the concept of therapy. They need to know whether their child or they personally, as parents, need therapy. Which means that let's start with the arts-based part of it. If in homes we can introduce arts, the various art forms, and we teach parents to listen to their child through the art form,
okay,
it helps a lot. Convincing them to come for therapy is a secondary issue. Just listening to your child through the art forms makes a huge difference. Problem kya hoti hai? What is the biggest pain point in homes, according to you? Where does that start, where there is a problem between parent and child? Communication. Tu mai mai wahin se chalu ho jati hai. So the first thing to do is to teach them to learn to use art forms.
You speak to parents and then...
Yes, in schools, when we do workshops, even in online, we do various workshops. The idea is to give you various forms of arts. Art mein sirf kya aa jati hai dimag mein?
Painting aata hai. First to sabke dimag mein painting aata
hai. Sabke dimag mein painting aa jati hai. Painting, drawing. Lekin uske alawa bahut sari cheeze hoti hai. There is sculpture. Aur sculpture mane could be pottery, and it can be as simple as apna gehu ka aata, roti banate banate usko bhi de sakte hain. Hum log to wahin se bade ho gaye.
Correct.
Yeah. So we can do a lot of things. Music is there. And today, aajkal ke bachche to reels banate hain. Wahin bhi. We can use that too.
Yes. So how parents can communicate with the children when they start working on art-based therapy?
Okay.
So how the communication improves when they start using arts as a therapy?
Okay. So the first thing we need to understand is communication shuts down because we don't feel safe.
Okay.
ठीक है? तो थे हमारे पास एक बच्ची, just 9. COVID के टाइम पे बहुत कुछ होता था. There was this whole, too many people in the house, too many people wanting different things. Like a husband, a father needs his silence. Hmm. The mother is too tired with all the things that she has. Earlier, she used to have at least those 2 hours when the child used to be out. Abhi wo nahi hai. Dada dadi ko sab kuch chahiye. Everyone needs something. So the child shut down. To understand why the child is shutting down, one of the things that the child was doing was we created clay.
Hmm.
Clay se banaya. What are you worried about? To ek worry monster banaya. Because bachche ko wohi aata hai na creativity mein, monsters,
yeah.
Pari, wahi par. So they made a monster. Achhe se badi badi aankhein, kaan, ye wo. But she didn't create a mouth. तो इसे क्या हुआ लाइक आई मीन नहीं कुछ फायदा नहीं मम कुछ फायदा नहीं लाइक बोल नहीं सकती है क्यों नहीं बोल सकती है फायदा ही नहीं कोई सुनने वाला है ही नहीं बट बिकॉज वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट अ क्ले शी वॉज एबल टू एक्सप्रेस बिकॉज शी डिडंट फील दैट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट माई सेल्फ शी फेल्ट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट ये कठपुतली ये मूर्ति दिस पपेट सो इट वॉज ईजियर टू टॉक So when you're working with parents, the first thing you work with communication is get that worry outside you. Get the child to do something outside. When you do something outside, it's easier to talk. Much easier to talk, much easier to communicate. And that helps a lot.
I would like to know more about your workshop process. Like, I'm sure parents are also present and the child is also present during this workshop.
We
workshops.
Do different workshops.
Okay.
So one is only for parents, then one is for the parent and child together. So when you're doing a parent and child together, what happens is that you have a space in which you give an activity for both. So ek samjho, we keep a, like let's take painting because that's something which is very easy. एक पेपर रखा दो यू स्टार्ट पेंटिंग एक टाइमर रखो उसके बाद मैं स्टार्ट पेंटिंग नाउ व्हाट यू हैड इन माइंड एंड साइलेंस सो व्हाट यू हैड इन माइंड आई डोंट नो लेकिन आ रहा है बार एंड देन यू लुक एट इट एंड से अरे लेकिन आई वांटेड दिस बट समथिंग एल्स टर्न्ड आउट इज इट नाइस यस इट्स प्रिटी देन वी स्टार्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट द आर्ट कैसा लगा व्हेन व्हाट यू वांटेड डिडंट हैपन लेकिन फिर भी जो हुआ अच्छा हुआ
सो आई जस्ट टू क्लैरिफाई दिस लाइक से दिस कैनवस इज वन कैनवस व्हिच इज शेयर्ड बाय पेरेंट्स एंड चाइल्ड बोथ एंड फर्स्ट द चाइल्ड और मे बी पेरेंट ड्रॉज एंड देन अदर पर्सन हैज टू कंटिन्यू द पेंटिंग
यू टेक टर्न्स
ओह
यू टेक टर्न्स सो व्हाट हैपेंस इज यू आर वेटिंग टू सी व्हाट इज हैपनिंग देयर इज एन एंटीसिपेशन देयर इज एक्सपेक्टेशन मम्मा क्या करे या पापा करे इफ देयर आर मोर पीपल पासिंग द पार्सल होते थे वही तो कर लो
ट्रू
सो यू पास द पेपर ऑन आई स्टार्टेड यू स्टार्टेड शी स्टार्टेड ही स्टार्टेड एंड देन यू पास द पेपर एंड देन यू वॉच व्हाट इवॉल्व्स एंड देन यू टॉक अबाउट हाउ डज इट फील व्हेन व्हाट यू वांटेड हैज नॉट टर्न्ड आउट बट समथिंग ब्यूटिफुल हैज टर्न्ड आउट स्टिल सो इट चेंजेस योर इमोशनल रेजिलियंस इट चेंजेस योर अबिलिटी टू actually accept the uncertainty of life and yet very very subtly you are able to calm yourself and say okay there's a waiting see even this bachchon mein jo instant gratification hoti hai na
yeah they need
that
seek.
Also calms down
yeah
because now I'm going to wait for you to finish before I can start bahut sari cheeze aa jati hai very subtly jo bhashan mein nahi hoti hai
so you also help them to understand what kind of arts child may be interested or maybe like you know let's say painting like just we did painting but child might not be interested in painting maybe interested in something else so how the communication or maybe how parents can understand this you know drive because musician ka bachcha hai to he wants that child to become a musician like you know okay. that way
okay so when we are looking at this understand that there are so many modalities to art
yeah
yes now the point is that ye jo hum kar rahe hain it's not teaching you the technique of music or the technique of art so it's not an art class it's not a drawing class it's not a music class it's not a pottery class It is something that helps you to express yourself. So now the parent has to step back. Which was in my mind that my child, like you said very truly, that I am so good at music, my child has to be good at music.
Correct.
Lekin I am not teaching my child music. What I'm teaching my child is to express herself through music.
True.
So I start, like say for example, the same thing that we are doing with paper and paint. So I... Now you respond without talking.
Oh, this is... Oh. Yeah.
So what is happening is we are talking through sign, through music. And this, if you realize, there's something happening inside you. Ki main baat nahi kar rahi hu, phir bhi we are communicating.
Yeah. And I'm also trying to understand.
Exactly. Exactly. You're trying to see what is happening. Can you imagine if we did it on a regular basis? The rapport we share, the understanding of what is not said would be so much better. The freedom that I have to talk to you will be so much easier because now I'm not intimidated ki sahi words chunna hai. Kuch bhi kar diya.
Yeah.
It helps build the communication.
And also one thing I observe is like follow. Like,
yes.
You, like, you know, when you did something, I was trying to follow you. And then next time, I followed it better.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So the development, the understanding starts developing in a very small, but in a very meaningful way. It
very
is very deeper
meaningful.
Than we actually understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you think you're teaching your child a particular technique, nah. We are just building what is inside to come out. And that's what it is all about.
That's interesting. But when you say arts-based therapy, there are so many forms of arts.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that you are introducing art to a child. But then when you are having this therapy, children have different notion. They have a different way of communicating or different trigger points, you know, like this triggers them, that triggers them. Same for parents, you know. So what are the challenges that you faced while giving this therapy?
So as I have studied it, there are very minimal challenges.
Okay.
But if a parent is doing the art activity, our advice is don't interpret. You are not a therapist. You are using it as an activity to observe your child.
Correct.
ठीक है, तो वहीं पर line draw करना है. If you feel there's something that you can't handle, then go to a therapist. See, this is what I've observed in my child, and just see whether something, even if it is something that maybe my child needs, maybe he doesn't need. लेकिन पूछ लेना. Just ask. I'll give you a very simple example. You will realize it because this is beyond gender, beyond IB school mein ya BMC school mein, sabhi case. Pick up a child's notebook. Rough book hum kehte the na.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
to the last page.
Yeah.
Kya milte hai wahan par?
Full drawings.
Full drawings. Full scribblings. Full everything of that child is there.
Yeah.
Aage ke panne bahut sundar honge. Neatness, ye wo wagera. It is the last page which will tell you about that child. So I refuse to believe that art is only for some children.
Yeah.
Every book that you get has got some scribbling.
Hmm.
Now what I'm sharing with you is something that parents need to pay attention to because aajkal ke bachche are exposed to a lot of things. The political scenarios, the net, the media, they're exposed to things we can't even imagine.
True.
So if I see my child drawing snakes, dark clouds, aur mere dimag mein yaar, kya kare? Kuch to hoga. Something is wrong. Nahi, utna mat kar lena. Utna sochna nahi. You ask the child na ki kya kiya hai. Ask, learn the art of asking without presuming, thinking you know where it's coming from.
Hmm.
So example I'll give you. Normally they say na blue is a color of sadness.
Correct.
If you didn't know sad was not an option on the spectrum at all. What else could you connect with blue?
First it's sky, obviously.
Obviously sky to wahan se infinite yeah. nature, the yeah. vastness of it. It could be serenity, it could be peace. Yeah. So if I have looked at, oh, she's colored so much of blue, matlab wo bahut dukhi man mera hai. How are you going to know the child?
Yeah.
So I need to ask you ki aapne bahut sara blue laga. What does blue mean to you? What do you connect with blue? Mm-hmm. I need to learn to ask questions as a parent. It is so important. It is so, so important to pause and ask questions without judgment.
So how soon do you think this therapy can start for children?
Age group?
Hmm.
You know, when we are talking about paint.
Yeah.
So uska matlab hota hai ki jab the child can hold crayon.
Correct.
Uske pehle hum log nahi karte hain kya?
Yeah.
Storytelling, nursery rhymes, bahut sare cheeze karte hain.
Yeah.
From that in itself, we can start connecting with our children because ultimately it's about connection. Connection ho to baki ka sab kuch, the electricity will flow.
Hmm.
Theek hai? I'll give you where it breaks. Then you will know where to start.
Okay.
When we are saying bye to our child because you're going to work and the child is a toddler.
Yeah.
Haan, already na. To ho jaati hai ki, bye bachcha, give the hug, give me kissy, give me ye. Bahut sare cheez hote hain. Take a teenager, cut to teenager. How do you say bye? The brother say,
yeah. It's
what
too much
changed?
Distance. Yeah.
What changed? The child is still the same. The needs are still the same.
Yeah.
Lekin humne kuch change kiya hai apne behavior mein. But we will come and say teenager behavior mein problem hai. Hmm. We have not seen how we have changed our approach to the child. And that makes a huge difference.
True.
So if you are changing and you are growing with the child, if you're keeping the same emotion, so the child is growing in independence and that's great. Grow your emotional connection. As soon as the child reaches school, don't change your whole thing of mera acha bacha to kyun nahi kar rahe ho kya wo chalu ho jati hai dekho usne kaisa kiya aap kyun nahi karte exactly
yeah
so we have changed na
yeah
to bacha ko therapy kyun chahiye
that's true
so let us change our way and let's look at using these forms movement is a form of art
true
so when we give each other munna bhai ka jadoo ki chappi samjho Isn't that a form of art? Isn't that connection? Isn't that therapy? Isn't that all that's required?
Yeah.
So small things like that. Very small things. You can start from a very early age. In fact, there's no age to start because you have already started as a child.
Correct.
You've already started.
Yeah. You just mentioned that comparison. Inka bachcha achha kya. So when you give this therapy and you have workshop, like, do you see parents looking at others' activities and art, how they are responding, how they are doing? My child is not doing this. I remember doing these things and all that. What kind of comparison comes to their mind? Does it come actually?
Lots of comparison come. And comparisons come not because of the child, but because of my insecurity.
Correct.
Am I doing my best as a parent?
Hmm.
So, wo bache ka behavior becomes my report card.
Yeah, it's true. Actually.
So, when I'm seeing it as a report card, so what is the rapport? Then that becomes a project, na?
Yeah.
So, we first have to look at ourselves as parents. Ki comparison kar rahe ho, to kyun kar rahe ho? If you want to compare, tell your child, based on yesterday, can you do better today? Wo theek hai. But if you're comparing your child to somebody else, think about it. Did you like your rotis being compared to your bhabhi's rotis or somebody else's rotis? Not at all. Uska goal aa jata hai, aapka nahi aata. Uska naram hota hai. Yeah. You don't like it at all. फिर आप क्या कहोगे? उसको ही बोल देना करने के लिए. मैं क्यों करूँ? Isn't that what our children are doing? If you run a parallel, it's the same thing. लेकिन because that's a child जिसके ऊपर हमारा हक बनता है, we can control. So we are trying to control that. But we are doing the same things.
Yeah.
If a person criticizes your rotis for more than 3 days in a row, you will say, kal se chawal banayega, no rotis. Lekin bachcha agar wo kahega ki, yaar, you know, the thing of maths nahi kar rahe ho, maths ka samajh nahi aa raha hai. Why are you not doing maths? Why? And bachcha says, maths is my least favorite subject. Mujhe maths nahi karna hai. Same thing, na?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
So their studies also improve? Is there a change in the way they study and grow?
What is the problem with studies is not the study. See, where studies are concerned, all children have a different pace.
Correct.
Some children are slower, some children are pick up. Some children do take 5 minutes and some children take 2 hours for the same. Ho jaate hai. As a parent, I need to pace myself and understand mera bachcha kahan se aa raha. But having said that, what stops the child and what restricts and becomes an obstacle is the fact that I start diminishing my self-esteem. My image of myself comes down.
Correct.
Now it becomes not padhai for marks, it becomes izzat ka sawal. Ki if I try also and I fail, then it becomes like log kya kahenge. So I don't want to try. So the very first step in using art forms is to build the child's self-esteem, build the child's image of himself. Automatically self-motivation aa jati hai.
Okay.
Yes. The kind of studies that you have to work with that separately on the case of how you, you know, some children work with, there are different, there's visual learning, there's kinesthetic learning, learning by doing, there's audio learning. So based on that, the parent has to figure out. But having said that, there's also so many multi-intelligence. It's not just academic.
Correct.
Some are good at music, some are good at speech.
Yeah.
Linguistics.
Yeah.
You have to know what to pin up.
Yeah.
We parents need a lot of work on ourselves.
True.
And if we learn that mujhe seekhna hai, then automatically my child will be better for it. I can grow my child better. I can nurture the right things in my child.
While we are speaking, I just remember one incident. I was in college and that time there was a new student in our college. He was from France. So for him, he wanted to learn Hindi. And he didn't know how to learn, and obviously nobody had time to teach him Hindi.
I'm not like, at that level.
That level, you know. So, you know how we started, like we understood his problem. Like, you know, he wants to learn, but he is not able to learn and all that. So we used to take out all Hindi headlines from newspaper. And somehow we managed to make it like a song.
Absolutely.
And then we started teaching him Hindi through, because he used to love Hindi films. He was very much familiar with the sound of it. So he used to watch Hindi films with subtitles and all that. So that helped him to, like, you know, kind of connect with dialogues.
Correct.
Then we started with music, the songs.
Absolutely.
And then we started, like, you know, teaching him regular, the day-to-day Hindi through making songs.
So and it just happened. Form.
Yeah, but it just happened unknowingly, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. You use an art form without realizing you were using
it. Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. So ye designation agar side mein rakho, all of us are using arts.
Yeah.
All of us are using art. And the thing is that if you use your senses, you will be able to pick the art. When you're breathing, you're aligned with breathing. When you hear, smell, touch, and you know what works for you. And today's children really need to get back to themselves because there's so much pulling them in so many different directions.
When we say about art-based therapies, this is based on creativity. But some parents don't think that they're creative or their child is creative. How do you handle the situation?
I love what you shared when you said that people feel they are not creative. ये जो हमने definition दी है ना creativity के, it has become very technical. If I'm a design, if I'm into fashion design, मतलब मैं बहुत creative हूँ. If I'm into engineering, I'm not creative. वो थोड़ी होती है. Because engineering में मैं मुझे कुछ create करना ही है. Even if it's coding, I am creating something.
Correct.
So, पहले चीज जो है कि stop thinking that you're not creative. That's a myth. That's a fallacy. You are cooking, a simple housewife. You are able to cook something. आपने कल दो मसाले add किया, आज तीन मसाले add करें. That is creativity. तड़का पहले देना या बाद में देना, दैट्स क्रिएटिविटी.
एक्चुअली इट्स एन आर्ट.
एग्जैक्टली एग्जैक्टली. लेकिन इफ यू टेल दैट सेम पेरेंट सेम हाउस वाइफ कि यार यू नो लेट अस लुक एट योर चाइल्ड, नहीं नहीं वो मैं नहीं कर सकती हूँ, मैं इतना क्रिएटिव नहीं हूँ, प्रोजेक्ट नहीं कर सकती हूँ, उनके साथ खेलना आई डोंट नो व्हाट टू प्ले विद हिम. सो व्हेन आई पुट लिमिटेशंस ऑन माई सेल्फ बिकॉज ऑफ द डेफिनेशन. So describe it, very simple. Leave that concept of creativity. I am using all the forms that I have in my hands to interact and to connect with you. It's as simple as that. As simple as that. So for example, you were talking earlier about that the French friend of yours. I'll show you where music connects in the same concept. Parents are busy COVID time, and I'm bringing these examples of COVID because that was where the reality really hit. Child's dadu passed away and he was functional, nothing wrong with him, but just something wrong with him. Like you would see him, the parents would see him different. He was chupke se baitha hai, baat karta hai lekin fir bhi kuch sahi nahi hai. You know, sab theek hai lekin fir bhi sahi nahi hai. You know what I'm saying? So we said, okay, theek hai. So do you all talk about dadu? Nahi, usko, he'll feel sad. So they don't want to poke the bear. They don't want to upset him. So, okay, theek hai. Let's start with talking about doing, choose a song that Dadu likes. Because they used to watch Hindi movies on Sundays. You know how they, like they will sit in the godme and they will be talking. So, theek hai. Choose a song that Dadu likes. So, he picked up a song. I said, okay. So he was listening to it. He said, can we play it? I said, haan, theek hai, listening. And then he was moving to it.
Okay.
Just moving.
Okay.
So I said, theek hai, aapko jo bhi karna
hai. This was online session?
This was an online session.
Okay, okay.
Many people have the fallacy that online doesn't work. But it's the ability to connect with the person on the other end.
And during COVID, it was online.
It was best that way. And that was the only way.
Yeah.
We also had the option of guiding the parent to do things
in
their
home. So you were seeing the child. Okay.
So here, the child was kind of moving.
Moving, yeah.
So I said, theek hai. What do you want to do? Now the question is, you ask the child, ki, what do you want to do? Do you want to move? Do you want to dance? So no, I'm okay. But then his hand started moving in this direction.
Okay.
So when his hand started moving, I mirrored. So, and I told the parents, mirror. Matlab, you know, you just said, ki, I did this and I followed.
Followed you.
So the parents also started moving. And then from there, he went into actually getting up and dancing to that. And then he said, mujhe na aisa lagta hai ki dadu wahan baith ke, he's clapping at my dance.
Sad.
And that was such an emotional moment where he expressed grief without being what we call depressed.
Depressed, yeah.
So what they decided after that was ki chalo, once in a week, we will watch a movie that Dadu liked.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm sure during that time, it was very difficult for parents to, like, you know, teach children about grief.
It was
very difficult. Any which ways, in day-to-day life also, it's very difficult to teach and address this elephant in the room. How do you express the grief, you know?
Absolutely.
And every parent is also, like, you know, very careful when this kind of emotions come. So I'm sure this therapy must be...
In fact, the best thing a parent can do...
Yeah.
When children come from school, what do we ask? School kaisa gaya?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a normal question. Yeah. If you change that question to what color are you feeling today?
Okay.
So yellow. Now I'm talking about color. So the child is not talking about school.
School mein kya hua.
So khulne ki baat aa gayi. Yellow kyun? Sunshine. नहीं, not sunshine, लेकिन कुछ हुआ ही नहीं क्लास में तो we were just bored. From there you can keep going.
Okay.
If the child's another parent, and a parent actually did that, वो जो emojis आते हैं ना, so they actually cut out all the emojis and they kept it in one box near the door. So the child would come in, keep the bag, wash up, and pick up from there कौन सी emoji. How did I feel in school today? So it's not... A normal thing is, padhai kya hua hai?
Correct.
So first start here, padhai aapko, uske baare mein baat ho jayegi.
Correct.
You will talk. The child will talk. Because now you have built a rapport, you have built a connection. So you would pick up and say, today I was very confused.
Correct.
Today I felt bad because my teacher... Why did you feel bad? Teacher was shouting at my friend. So you start from there. With teenagers, the best thing you can do is paint your emotion. Color your emotion.
Okay.
How are you feeling inside? Even right now, if you take a pen and say, how am I feeling inside? And just learn and start. Just start coloring. Start scribbling. From a scribble, it goes into color. From a color, it goes into a story. Because I put pen on paper. Jo andar hai, bahar nikla. Now I am sharing with you about the art. So I'm not feeling intimidated, exposed, vulnerable.
Yeah.
I'm talking about ye scribble ke bare mein, ye art ke bare mein. It flows easier.
Yeah.
To talk about something that's out. Plus now I'm aware. Oh boy, I felt so much inside. When doing the art also, it helps you to release what is inside. There's a little bit of declutter, there's a little clarity that comes.
So we are going to play a fun quiz where I will say a word and you have to tell me the first creative tool comes to your mind.
Okay.
It can be tool, it can be any art material or any art form also, but one word. Okay, so let's start with this quiz. Joy.
Nature.
Conflict.
Sculpture.
Family.
Pillow fight.
Oh my God. A rainy Sunday.
Senses, sensory.
Healing.
Mandalas, art, zentangles. Yes.
A tough conversation.
Puppets.
Oh. And home.
Collage.
Photo collage.
Loneliness, again, sensory.
Okay.
Sensory would mean this would be music, paint to music.
Okay.
For loneliness, paint to music.
Okay, so this was our quiz. Many audiences actually watching this podcast or listening to it on other platforms. You know, what do you recommend them if they want to start with arts-based therapies? Because after listening to your answer, I'm sure this is something that they can start at home with whatever tools and materials they have. They don't need to prepare for something. So how do they take the initiative and start this therapy at home?
So the first thing is, don't start therapy. You're not a therapist.
Okay, absolutely
right. But you can use all the art forms to bond, to build communication, to observe at a deeper level what's happening with your child, how you can build that rapport and create a safe space in which your children can connect with you. You can connect with them without judgment or interpretation. So, for example, we spoke about the blue.
Yeah.
If my child is scribbling in his book, or if my child is listening to, you know, the music that I don't like as a parent, I feel like it's too loud.
Yeah.
Kuch to chal raha. I don't know how he's doing. Something must be wrong.
Correct.
Don't judge.
Hmm.
The one example I could give you with this music is, ask them which word or which line or which title they connect with. And then go from there. Start your conversation from there. Music, kuch samajh mein nahi aate mujhe. Lekin wo word se to you can start conversation.
True.
So if they have picked up a particular line from a song and you say, okay, how does it connect with you? And especially with teenagers, pre-teenagers.
Yeah.
Start conversation from there. And then you share your vulnerability. Na, humare zamane mein ye song mujhe bahut acha lagta tha. And share from there. Isn't that building communication?
Yeah.
So you build from there. Use everything in your house. Anything in your house. Right from the kitchen, simple thing of de-stressing. When you're washing your hands. Aapne ladar kiya?
Yeah, that's quite fun actually.
Just wash. When you're stressed, your child is stressed.
Yeah.
Just say both of us are going to do this. Both of us are angry just now. Both of us are very angry. We'll take 2 minutes and then we'll talk about it. What
do
we have to do? Drink water. Slowly. Drink tea slowly. Or wash your hands and just watch the lather going off. Try it out at home. Madhvi, try it out at home. Just watch the lather going off.
Yeah.
You feel that move from your body. And you can come back to a conversation thoda sa alag. So don't be a therapist, but use all the art forms. You asked about family earlier in that
segment.
Can we not ask our children who are so conscious of making reels?
Yeah.
Make a reel about family and we'll talk about it. Make a reel about your favorite moment in the day. They'll be happy to join in.
Totally.
Exactly. You're coming in from their window.
Yeah.
And you're bringing them out through you. So it's always helpful. So always remember, use all these art forms. There are so many of them. Use them to build your bond, to help yourself with less judgment, more asking of questions. But don't be the therapist. For that, you need to go for professional help.
On that good note, thank you so much for coming to Imperia Connects and sharing your experiences. I'm sure this episode is going to help our parents, and especially for parenting.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, a privilege to be here. I totally enjoyed the questions that you had. It shows how much you connect with your audience and you want the better for them.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for this platform.
To all our listeners, if today's conversation resonates with you, take a moment to sit down with your child, draw together, and just explore a blank canvas. You might be surprised what opens up. Stay tuned for more such conversation that helps families to grow stronger, kinder, and more connected. Until next time, stay connected with Imperia Connects.